Yeah, Venice is always going to be a wonderful place. Why is that? Because there's no cars. So there's no cars here. So it's a very, things are on a human scale. The pace of life is as fast as you can walk. The sounds are human sounds. We hear children laughing and running and playing. And, you know, I find that to be very soothing. I feel like a human being when I live here. And also the Venetian women have the most beautiful legs in all of Italy because they have to go over 500 bridges every day. So that's another, you know, sort of a...
The City of Glass and Gondola, a story about Venice. The impressive St. Mark Cathedral, the St. Mark's Basilica, the Doge's Palace and the Grand Channel are the symbols of the unique city located in a marshy lagoon connected to the Adriatic Sea. Venice is known for its canals and the beauty of its architecture and artworks. Because of its old training tradition and the international links, the culture of Venice is strongly influenced by the style of Middle East and Byzantium. Also today, Venice hosts thousands of tourists crowding the streets and the bridges of the small city.
Historically seen, many Jewish people used to live in Venice, but they were forced to inhabit a small ghetto. The word ghetto comes from Italian, which origins from ghetto. Ghetto means also iron caster. Because the Jewish people had to live in an unpopular quarter of the iron casters, the district was named ghetto. The word ghetto appeared in the 15th century for the first time. Most Jewish inhabitants of Venice arrived to the city from Spain and the Middle East. In the Middle Ages, they had to live in a small Jewish quarter where one can see narrow streets and sense lack of overwhelming space. Despite the hard living situation in the ghetto at that time, where the houses counting 8 floors each are situated very close to one other, around 5 synagogues were built and a lot of small shops selling Jewish food, paintings, jewelry made by Murano glass were opened. One finds also a gallery located next to the building of the Jewish community that is visited by the tourists and especially by the American visitors. Tony Green is the owner of the gallery. He settled down here because of the lower rent prices. Tony's flat is also situated in the Venetian ghetto. In the front of the gallery is a big painting depicting Afro-Americans with a colorful background. These are impressions of New Orleans, Tony Green explains with an American pronunciation and invites me in to visit his artworks.
I like people in general. And if I may say this, again, the exhibition is about how great humanity is. Okay, it's about how, because every day we get bombarded with negative messages about humanity, how there's too many people on the planet, that people are causing global warming, which is a lie, and then all the racism, you know, that, you know, you shouldn't like black people, you shouldn't like yellow people, you shouldn't like red people, and then the religious wars that they're trying to create. And what I'm trying to do is point out who they are, okay, who the social engineers are, who these globalists are, and what their agenda is. And the agenda is not very pretty, ladies and gentlemen. What they have in store for humanity, it's very important for the younger generation to wake up and start paying attention. Turn the television off and start paying attention to what's really going on back.
Why do I want to talk with him? He asked. It happens seldom to meet an American artist creating in the Venetian ghetto. Maybe that's why.
Let me give you a... Oh, are you here tonight?
Yes.
I'm giving a concert tonight.
Okay.
Oh. It's a Zigeuner Jazz.
Tony loves art, also the music, especially gypsy jazz, which he plays on his guitar at his concert and performances. During our conversation, he always stands up, greeting new visitors of his gallery, most of them coming from the U.S.
We all look great 20 years ago, you know.
Are you two of you, are you?
There'll be two of us, yeah, and that's for the painting. So, come by, yeah.
Tony is fascinated by the premises of humanism, and he always attempts to build bridges between cultures.
The arts have been under attack for over 100 years now. When I say that, the definition of beauty has been turned on its head, it's been turned upside down. That which was ugly is now beautiful. And when you destroy the definition of beauty, you're also destroying civilization, and that's the idea. So today's art, like we're in Venice now, there's the Biennale, which happens every 2 years. I've been to about 12 Biennales over the last 30 years. Okay, it happens every 2 years, and it's the latest, supposedly, contemporary art from 50-something different countries around the world. And I found a reoccurring theme in this Biennale. It's always about the culture of death. Murano is an island in the lagoon. There's many islands in the lagoon of Venice, which is fed by five different rivers from the mainland, right? And Murano is a beautiful fishing village that is famous for the multicolored houses, and it's a fantastic place. Then there's Murano, which is an island that has all the glass, etc., etc. So, but I like to go to Murano because of the brightly colored houses. It's great. And if you go to my website, www.tonygreen.net, and you click on the menu that says Murano, you can see many of my watercolors that I've done at Murano, not Murano. I do oil paintings, I do watercolors. If I'm doing murals, I have a lot of murals too.
At the square where Tony's gallery is located, you can hear noisy machines. In a shop with a low ceiling, Alvis Deste is sitting at the table and painting small glossy glass figures with many colors. The figures are similar to Easter eggs. When I approach, he interrupts his work to speak with me.
No, this is a menorah. It's for candle, it's a Jewish stuff. In Venice there is famous glass, which is made in Murano. It's the most famous glass in the world.
Made in China?
Yeah. But no Jewish things, no. There is only like vase, wine stopper. That is less expensive than Murano glass. And Venice is full of shops that sell China things. All the Jewish things and all the jewelry. I take the glass in Murano and I make with it fused glass. Every glass has its color, it's not paint. This is not paint glass.
But how?
There is only one factory in Murano that makes this for the other factory. Make the first glass for the factory that make the things, special dust, color dust that put inside up that 1,000 grades. I put the silver, the gold inside like this. I make an engrave on the silver.
And how much costs a jewelry from original Murano glass, for instance? This one?
€6.
€6? Yeah,
but if you take in Murano, this is the same, you can pay 20 euro.
And this is not original?
Yeah, it's original Murano.
But €6 is not much.
It's not expensive because I make and this is a factory price, the things that I make. If you take this, this is a normal shop price, it costs 200 euro, 155, 220. Murano glass and I sell the things that I make. Sono Luisa d'Este e faccio il vetro di Murano, lo vendo sul mio negozio e ho 24 anni. I'm working from 3 years. Before I opened the shop and after 1 year I start to make the glass.
And this is your own shop?
Yeah, it's not my place. The place I pay the rent every month. But the shop is mine. My clients, especially, is Jewish people, but come from all over the world, especially from America.